Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a grandparent? Tell me, do you ever whine about some of the things that your children do with their children? Oh, wow. Do you ever whine about the lack of manners, the lack of respect, no naps, no bedtimes, no discipline, no potty training, all the clothes and hair that these kids wear? Does that ever drive you crazy? Well, if you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I'm January Jones, sharing success stories. And today I'll be sharing a chapter with you from my book, Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com in humor and religion, no less. My Thou Shalt Not Whine series has had over 65,000 archive listeners so far. I'm so happy everyone is enjoying this series. My book is based on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about. We share the complaints, the causes, and the cures. Have you ever wanted to know how to stop grandparents from whining? Then this is your show. We will talk about the top 10 things that grandparents whine about, and we have cures for every problem, cures and suggestions. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio Live, and I am honored to be a featured host. We now have over 1 million listeners, and my profile has been selected as the top 5% at LinkedIn for 2012. For today's show, we will do the David Letterman format and start with the number 10 whine and work our way up to the number 1 whine. Now let's begin. Grandparents and whining. The other day, one of my dear friends asked me a question. She said, if you had to do it all over again, would you have children? I didn't even have to think before responding immediately. No, 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 and no. I repeated it 4 times because we have 4 children, and I didn't want to leave anyone out, thus leaving myself open to accusations of favoritism again, 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 and again. I've been there and done that. My friend, who has wisely chosen to raise animals instead of kids, loved my answer. She had to ask me why. Jokingly, I told her that if I had to do it all over again, I'd skip the children and go straight to the grandchildren. It's a fun answer and not too far from the truth. Plus, if you don't like what grandkids say or do when they're with you, then you can just give them back to their parents. It's quite simple. Everyone knows that having grandchildren is your reward for not killing your own children. The best part about having grandchildren is all the wonderful things that they say that are so pure, so unfiltered and so true. For example, my four-year-old grandson, one day, and he and I were talking about our favorite things in life. I told him that he was one of my favorite things, and he thought about it for a while, and then out of the blue, he said, "Did you know my favorite things are Power Rangers and big boobies?" I hadn't been aware of these preferences before, but I am now, and I also know for a fact that he's definitely his grandfather's grandson. My kids have always said the funniest things, but without a doubt, my grandchildren are even funnier. Obviously, they haven't inherited their grandparents' sense of humor, our playfulness, and our ability to ignore their parents. The fact that grandchildren and the grandparents share a common enemy helps to keep them close. Also, it helps that we all are very good at keeping secrets. When we don't have to deal with their parents, it's best to stick with the don't ask, don't tell policy. In other words, what happens at grandma's stays at grandma's. We try not to whine out loud about anything in front of our grandchildren, ever, because we know that any kid, no matter how loyal they are to you, they can narc on you at any time, and that's when you send them right back. When it comes to whining grandparents, the equation is simple and constant. Grandchildren can't do anything wrong, whereas their parents can't do anything right. Now that we've broken the code, it's easier to get through family dinners, holidays, and vacations. As for the following grandparents' whines, none of them apply to me or my husband. All of our kids know that I'm simply a humble humorist trying to sell some books in order to beef up their inheritance. That's my disclaimer for the day, and I'm sticking to it. You know, Sam Levinson, I love his quote about grandchildren. The simplest toy one which even the youngest child can operate is called a grandparent. And Rita Rudner, she said, have children while your parents are still young enough to take care of them for you. Well, our number 10 whine that grandparents whine about is babysitting. Jean Perrette told us, grandparents are there to help the child get into mischief they haven't thought of yet. Doesn't that sound like fun? Babysitting can be a blessing or a burden depending on who you are and how your grandkids act when they're with you. They can either use you too much or not enough. No one likes to be taken for granted, so it's important to have a protocol for babysitting grandkids. It's best to set the ground rules from the day they come home from the hospital. Otherwise, all concerned may encounter problems at some later poorly scheduled date. Waving goodbye to mommy and daddy should be a fun experience, especially when we all know there are cookies in the pantry. Wow, our cure. The parents are gone and it's fun time. This is the cure we adore, the time we get to spend alone with our grandkids. But we do have our rules. They want to know that someone is in control besides them. Grandkids are used to controlling their parents, so it's a nice break for them to let us take charge. If you approach it correctly, babysitting can be a blast. If you stay up too late playing, the grandkids can sleep it off on the ride home while you do the same as soon as they walk out the door. It's a perfect arrangement, win-win-win for everyone. The number nine whine that grandparents whine is one of my favorites. They whine about their grandkids' clothes and hair. Irma Bombeck said, a grandmother pretends she doesn't know you, who you are on Halloween. We've all done that. Kids today adore dressing like punk rockers, hip hoppers, or teen queens. For them, life is just one great big costume party. The issue here is that they all want to dress just like their friends or the people they see on TV. As for the hair, this has been going on since time began. Everyone alive has had a ridiculous hair moment, especially their parents. It goes with the territory, and I remember it all so well. I adore dressing up, too. So for us and the grandkids, life really is like one great big Halloween costume party. Most kids know it drives their parents crazy when they are dressed like rappers or drama teen queens. And most grandparents are happy to help them. As for the hair, what can we say? Baba, our grandfather, had a perm, and Mormor, myself, got her hair braided into cornrows on their Caribbean vacation cruise. So we have no room to criticize anyone else's hair decisions. The important thing here is to be sure to take lots and lots of pictures. How else can your family treasure these precious moments in time once they've passed? Our number 8 wine, the next wine, is the potty training and Binky's wine. Norwegian proverb, if nothing's well going well, call Baba and Mormor. Mormor is Norwegian for grandma, bestemor, and Baba is somehow Norwegian grandfather, bestefa. Today's parents seem afraid of toilet training their kids or taking their binkies away from them, even though they know they must if their children are ever to evolve. No one even thinks of training these days until they are at least 3 years old. The only reason most of them get trained is that the nursery school won't take them in diapers. I can't figure it out. You know, we trained our kids early for everything. It probably made them all too neurotic to train their own kids in the same fashion. But even if it was our fault originally, it is more fun to blame the parents now. Who on earth would still be changing poopy diapers on a 3-year-old besides our kids? For potty training, I advocate the chocolate-based M&M's or Hershey Kisses cure. In some of life's situations, bribery is the only answer. And if you can get them trained with a few place bribes in order to calm your nerves, then it will be well worth it. If they don't like chocolate, then they need to get into therapy as soon as possible. For binkies, you just cut the tip off slowly, one day at a time, until the binky simply disappears. My granddaughter handed it back to me one day and said, "It's broken. I don't want it anymore." Who can blame her? The number 7 is a common wine, and grandparents whine about their grandchildren's parents. Sam Levinson tells us the reason grandchildren and grandparents get along so well is that they have a common enemy. You know, it's just easier to blame or criticize the parents for everything and then save the praise for the grandkids. The parents are always getting in the way of our fun with all sorts of silly rules. You know, the ones about early bedtimes and sensible meals. Really, really, what's so wrong with Pop-Tarts and ice cream for breakfast when you're at Nana's or Papa's? It's easier on everyone to send the parents off on a long holiday cure so you can be alone with the grandkids. Everyone knows that the little darlings are perfectly behaved when they're with you. Besides, the kids sense the fear in their parents, and they know how to take advantage of it. Grandparents, on the other hand, are fearless. They've been there, they've done that. And so much more fun because we know the kids will be eventually coming home, or going home with their parents. So we let the good times roll. And now we're going to hear a word about your host today. And when we come back, we'll talk about more of the top 10 things that grandparents whine about.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number 1 at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Wine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Wine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back, and we're talking about the top 10 things that grandparents whine about. And the number six whine is food and eating. Linda Henley reminds us, if God had intended us to follow recipes, he wouldn't have given us grandmothers. Ours is a world with so much going on that there isn't enough time to eat a proper meal, let alone prepare it from fresh ingredients in your own kitchen. Most families now have two income-earning adults who take turns picking up fast food or takeout. I know, it isn't fair to blame the parents for everything, but who else is there? It certainly isn't our grandchildren's fault that they demand junk food and get it. Besides, their mormor, myself, told them that chocolate is the new broccoli. When you don't know what to do or why something stupid regarding food is happening between your kids and their kids, take my advice. It is best to utilize the do-nothing, say-nothing cure. Always remain careful not to criticize the parents in front of the grandkids. You can, however, make a few subtle suggestions, especially if it is not your DNA daughter in the kitchen. Do not, under any circumstances, criticize the in-law parent. If you do, be sure it is while you are on your way out the door. Remember, it's really no big deal because the grandkids will be at your door soon, eager to find and eat all the really good junk food at your house. You know, you are what you eat, and remember, especially if it's a sweet treat. The number five thing that grandparents whine about is discipline. What children need most are the essentials that grandparents provide in abundance. They give unconditional love, kindness, patience, humor, comfort, lessons in life, and most importantly, cookies. These days, it seems like most parents are terrified of their kids. I think it must be the influence from all the television that we let them watch while they were growing up. Though I couldn't pinpoint a source of their parental terror, it certainly wasn't our fault because we certainly weren't afraid of them. They all seem to think that life should be like TV or their children will hate them. Actually, it gets down to the simple fact that our grandchildren are all much brighter than their parents. Consequently, they get to run the show. It makes sense to me. As grandparents, we especially enjoy sharing our grandkids, they may let you get away with it at home, but not here, cure. Wow, that long cure. They may let you get away with it at home, but not here. If they are bright, they will know exactly what you mean when you say it and respect you for it. Sadly, the parents sometimes haven't a clue. It's unfortunate, but it doesn't spoil our fun and games. We love being the stern but benevolent dictators, and they humor us, which is just the way we all like it. A frequent whine is the number four whine. Grandparents whine about naps and bedtimes for their grandchildren. Two things I dislike about my granddaughter: when she won't let me take her afternoon nap, and then when she won't let me take mine. For some reason, my grandchildren's generation has not been taught about the sacredness of nap time or the sanctity of an early bedtime. Now it seems that kids just fall asleep wherever and whenever they happen to drop down for the count. I see them all over the place, roaming around exhausted and cranky while making everyone else miserable. This phenomenon is especially prevalent around dinner time in most families or when the grandparents are visiting. The only way to deal with the disappearing nap time and bedtime routine is by utilizing the totally ignore it cure. It doesn't pay to protest because guess what? No one is listening, least of all the parents or grandkids. This is a difficult thing for some grandparents, like my husband, to accept. However, you must try to remember that it's not your problem, and life is too short to make it your problem. Soon, the parents will not be going to bed either. They'll be waiting up all night for their kids to get home. Sweet payback. Thank you, God, for letting me live long enough to see my children raising their children. The number three wine for grandparents is respect, or I should say lack of respect. Jay Priestley tells us, "There was no respect for youth when I was young, and now that I am old, there is no respect for age. I missed it coming and going." There doesn't seem to be much time for anything these days, which leaves even less time than ever for such low-priority directives as respecting your elders. In our 24/7 internet world, everything is taking place at such an incredible rate of speed that our grandchildren are missing out on some old-fashioned values. There doesn't seem to be even enough time to teach them about country, flag, and honor, let alone standing up and opening doors for those who have come before them. You know, we always try to make the time to take our grandchildren with us on Memorial Day to the services at our local veterans cemetery. I know, it sounds a little morbid, but really it is always a festive, fun day with the traditional flags, music, and dramatic flyover jets in the missing man formation. We see our friends and neighbors while paying our respects to the bravest of the brave and teaching our grandchildren the importance of this act. Their Baba, their grandfather, who is a real live war hero, even shares some benign stories from his army days. It reminds us all that cemeteries don't have to be sad, but can be places of fun and places to share fond memories of those who have gone before us. The number two wine for grandparents is, and who amongst us grandparents haven't whined about lack of manners? I love what Ogden Nash said. When grandparents enter the door, discipline flies out the window. Grandparents don't whine about their grandchildren's lack of manners, but rather what a horrible job their parents are doing raising them. You know, it's never the grandkids' fault, but always the parents. Most grandchildren know this, and they will act up just to remind Granny that their parents are falling down on the job. I'm aware that this may sound like I'm saying the grandchild is always right and the parents are always wrong. Well, it sounds like that because that's exactly what I am saying. Our grandchildren love going through the please and thank you etiquette boot camp cure with us. It's amazing how quickly their manners shape up under the tutelage of their patient and doting grandparents, especially when we're on the way to Chuck E. Cheese or Six Flags. If this doesn't work, the brownie bribe will work wonders with most willful children. This will most likely be the child who acts the most like his or her parent. You remember the little darlings who put you through parenthood hell all those years ago. We all remember it so well. Now we're going to take a break and hear from one of my sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk about the number one thing that grandparents whine about.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
I hope you are, and I know I'm becoming socially fit with this fantastic app. Ta-da, ta-da. Now we are at the number one thing that grandparents whine about. And most grandparents whine about this in one form or another. The number one thing is time and distance. Time away or with your children, grandchildren, and distance near or far. Jean Perrette tells us, an hour with your grandchildren can make you feel young again. Anything longer than that and you start to age quickly. As a grandparent, time is always running out, and any time spent with your grandkids immediately becomes some of the best times in your life. Unfortunately, so many grandchildren live so very far away that we don't see enough of them. The distance seems greater and greater the older we get. They start to grow up and don't have time for anyone except their friends. Generally, they hate their parents, but they still seem to love their grandparents. So we really don't have that much time to whine about. We have a cure for our family, and it's called the Family Cruise Cure. It is the almost perfect solution for our family. You know, we could be going on a cruise to Antarctica, and if we're paying for it, they all want to go. I don't know if it's the running wild all over the ship with the cousins or the unlimited soft ice cream, but grandkids love cruising too. It's perfect because everyone does their own thing on their own time. We only eat together once a day at dinner, and once a day is more than enough for a family of 17 to sit down anywhere together, let alone in a formal dining room on a ship. Now, from my respondents on the survey that we did with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, the best overall cure for whining grandparents, they came up with the three-hour cure. You know, all grandparents whine about the same things. Their grandchildren are either too far away or too close. They either don't see enough of them or they see too much of them. These are the basic whines of grandparents, ranking right up there with Social Security, health care, fixed income, sexual dysfunction, and a newfound dependence on depends. We've devised the three-hour cure for Nana and Papa. This involves always living about 3 hours driving time away from your grandchildren. You know, 3 hours is too long a drive to just drop by, yet long enough to force a telephone call before visiting. And it is too long a trip not to find anyone home when you get there. Under the effects of this cure, no party gets to take any other party for granted or take advantage of said party in any way. And remember, you're always close enough in case anyone has to be returned to sender. This cure is especially effective for grandparents who love having sleepovers, because the parents are more inclined to let the kids spend the night rather than drive 3 hours to pick them up. All grandparents and grandkids know that the fun really begins when Dad's rear car lights are out of sight. Without any grown-ups around to spoil the fun, we can start enjoying our cookies and goodies. It's special when we can have our super silly secret sleepovers. You know, the greatest gift you can give your grandchildren is to grow old gracefully. I came up with this motto in my 50s before I actually started to whine about getting old. It's so important for grandparents to set a good example and try to be winners instead of whiners. Little pictures not only have big ears, they are born mimics. They can do what you do and say what you say exactly as you did, especially if you don't want anything repeated in public. Despite an occasional moan or groan, grandchildren know that their grandparents love watching them more than they love watching TV. Nana is Mama with Oreo cookies and hugs. Papa is Dada with the big laps and lots of quarters. In my case, I'd rather not even consider this ridiculous three-hour cure. Don't my kids know that we silly sausages always need to be close to our fellow silly sausages? For us, 3 hours is too long because we really can't bear to be separated by any distance from any of our grandchildren. Just don't tell their parents that. We want to keep it our little secret. I hope that you've enjoyed our show today. Be sure to catch our interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful. If you've enjoyed this show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to join my crusade to end this whining epidemic going on in our world. I hope you will, if you've enjoyed this show, I hope you will take time to listen to the other shows in my Thou Shalt Not Whine series. We have shows about the top 10 things that kids whine about, teens, parents, women, and couples. And so far we've had over 64,000 people enjoy this series. I hope you've enjoyed it today. So for now, I want all of you to stop whining and start smiling. And start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you and your grandkids can start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey. And reminding you to remember to take care and stay safe and stop whining.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.